council suspend, pass, and adopt an ordinance authorizing the transfer of 0.012 acres to Post Printing Company. Back when the Post Printing Company building was built in the 1900s, it was built at the intersection of Cleveland and 4th Street. And when they built it, they encroached on the village's right-of-way a couple feet out on both the 4th Street side and the Cleveland Street side. And Post Printing wants to sell that building, and in order to get a clear deed, they need to have that encroachment resolved. So council went ahead and passed an ordinance that transferred that property to them. That way they can have a clear deed and sell that property. Council also gave the first reading of an ordinance adopting the Solid Waste Management Plan update for the Allegheny County Solid Waste Management District. This is something that the Solid Waste District asked each municipality in the county to do, to approve or disapprove, and council went ahead and passed the first reading of an ordinance approving that update. Council also suspend, pass, and adopt an ordinance approving an enterprise zone agreement with Danone. Danone is going to invest approximately $24 million in real property and another $142 million in machinery and equipment as part of a project, and they asked for an enterprise zone or a tax abatement for that project. They've also committed to hiring 30 new employees at Danone. So council went ahead and granted them a 75% tax abatement for 10 years. And with this tax abatement, there is a provision in there that where Danone will send back 40% of their savings to the Minister Local Schools, will donate to the Minister Local Schools 40% of their savings. So council went ahead and approved that ordinance as well. Council also accepted the income tax report from the City of St. Mary's for September. We received about $556,000 in income tax dollars in September, which brings us up to a little over $4.1 million for the year. Council also passed a motion authorizing us to purchase a 1,500 kVA transformer for the electric department. We are down to one transformer in our inventory, and we like to keep two. So council went ahead and granted us the permission. The price of that transformer would be $64,500. And finally, council passed a motion allowing Harmony for Ohio Foundation to utilize the streets for their annual turkey trot on Thanksgiving morning. This is a road race that they put on. Usually starts about 9 o'clock, ends about 10:30, and they'll use the village streets to do that.